B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Beitza Daf Yud Beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah, two lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, and this is another machlekes b'shamay and b'shelel in the halachas of Yom Tov. B'shamay oimrim ein motzien, one's not allowed to take out from a private domain into a public domain. Ein motzien lo yasakotn, not a child. And Rabbeinu Chananel here says the reason you would want to take this child out is in order to do the bris milah on him. V'loyes alulav, nor to take out the lulav, in order to do the mitzvah of lulav. V'loyes sefer Torah, nor to take out a sefer Torah to read from l'rishus harabim into rishus harabim on Yom Tov. U'beshilal matirin, beshilal say it's mutter. And the topic that's being discussed here is that we know that anything which is oichel nefesh, anything you need to eat on Yom Tov, one's allowed to carry from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim. There's no issue with that. The question is the permission to carry, which is Osir on Shabbos and Mutar on Yom Tov, limited to only things which are Oichel Nefesh, things you're going to eat? Or do we say no? Since because of what you're allowed to carry in for things you need to eat, the Mitoich Shehutra Letzairach, which means Letzairach Oichel Nefesh, Hutra Nami Sheloi Letzairach, it's also permitted to carry things which are not Letzairach Oichel Nefesh. B'shilal say it's mutter. B'shamay say it's osir. And it happens to be that the list that B'shamay bring, or that the Mishnah brings, that you're not allowed to carry, are all things which are A, something you need to do on Yom Tov, Tzeirich Moed, B, they are all mitzvahs. And it could be that B'shilal matirin, B'shilal say it's okay, but it could be that B'shilal's permission is limited to the things that the Mishnah specifies that B'shamay prohibit, and that's either things which are just letzeirich moed, as Tosfos suggests, or things that are letzeirich mitzvah, as the Ramban suggests. And this is a discussion in the poskim. We don't need to go into that. But either way, B'shamay say that one is not allowed to carry anything which is not oichel nefesh, which is not food. And B'shilal say that the permission to carry is extended beyond just the oichel nefesh, and even something which is not letzeirich oichel nefesh is allowed to be carried. Says the Gemara, Tona kameid Rabbi Yitzchok bar Avdimi. The Chacham that was reading out the brises before Rabbi Yitzchok bar Avdimi, he said over the following: Hashaychet oilas nedova b'yom tov loika. And the melacha of shchita, shechting, on Shabbos, it's one of the lametes melachas. On Yom Tov, it's mutter, it's letzeirich oichel nefesh. And not all melachas are mutter letzeirich oichel nefesh, and we still have to discuss which ones, but shchita is definitely allowed letzeirich oichel nefesh. We've already learned about that. The question is, what happens if you shecht, but it's not letzeirich oichel nefesh? When would you shecht something which you cannot eat? Yeah, a korban oila. A korban oila where no part of it is eaten, the entire korban oila is put onto the mizbeach. So if somebody shechts an oilas nedova, we're not talking about a korban oila that the mitzvah hayoim requires to bring it. That we know that anything which is a chayvas hayoim, one's allowed to shecht. We learned that in Maseches Pesachim. But here we're talking about somebody who just volunteered an oilas nedova to the Beis HaMikdosh and he shechted it on Yom Tov. So the braisa says, loika. You get malchus for it, because it's an issa to do malachas on Yom Tov. We're not talking about Hechol HaMoed, we're talking about Yom Tov proper. Now on Yom Tov, it says the Braisa, you get malchus. Why? Because it's true that you're allowed to do Shechita, but only Letzeirich Oichel Nefesh. If it's not Letzeirich Oichel Nefesh, you're back to the original prohibition of doing malachas on Yom Tov. Omerle, so Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Avdimi said to this Chochem that was reading the Braisa to him, and said to him, if somebody's going to ask you who this braisa is following, then tell them Beis Shammai. It must be Beis Shammai, which we saw in our Mishnah, that Beis Shammai say that even something which is allowed for Oichel Nefesh, it's only allowed for Oichel Nefesh and not for anything else. The Omrinon, Loy Omrinon, that Beis Shammai is the one that say that we don't say Mitoich Shehutra Hitzah L'Tzairach, that in the same way in our Mishnah, that we don't say that just as carrying is allowed, letzeirich oichel nefesh, hutra nami shalei letzeirich, it's also allowed, not letzeirich oichel nefesh. And B'shilal and B'shamai, who say that we don't say mitoich, they are the ones, obviously, who authored this braisa that says if you shecht an oilas nedova, that you're loike. Because according to B'shilal, who say that mitoich shehutra hoitzah letzayirach hutra nami shalei letzayirach, they'll say that mitoich shehutra shchita letzayirach eichel nefesh hutra nami shalei letzayirach eichel nefesh. You certainly won't get malchus for it. Deir beis Hillel, because were this brisa to be the opinion of beis Hillel, ha'amrin on mitoich shehutra hoitzah letzayirach hutra nami shalei letzayirach. In the same way as in the Mishnah, beis Hillel said that regarding hoitzah, that it's mutter shalei letzayirach eichel nefesh, hachanami miteich shehutra shchita letzayirach hutranami shalei letzayirach. We take it for granted that Beis Hillel would say that if you shechted the korban oila on Yom Tov, you will not get malchus, and therefore, says Reb Yitzchok Bar Avdimi, that braisa must be following Beis Shammai. Maskif lo Rabba, and Rabba is now questioning Rev Yitzchok Bar Avdimi's statement that that braisa is Beis Shammai. Mimai de Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel. Who told you that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah are arguing whether you say mitoich, that since something is permitted letzayirach eichel nefesh, it's also permitted shelo letzayirach eichel nefesh? And if that's what they're arguing about, then their argument is not limited to carrying toitzah. It will be all the melachos that are mutter letzayirach eichel nefesh are also be arguing shelo letzayirach eichel nefesh. As we saw, Reb Yitzchok Bar Avdimi extended it to shchita. But how do you know that's what they're arguing about? Dilma, maybe they're all arguing, maybe they're the machlekas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is on a completely different issue, and that's an exclusively, a halacha that's related exclusively to carrying. I mean, it could be that everybody agrees that we do not say, mitoich shehutra letzayirach, hutra nami shalei letzayirach. In which case, the braisa that was said to Rav Dimi, that says Hashoichet Oilas Nadava Biyamta, will be everybody. Even Beis Hillel, who say that Matirin, you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov Shalei Letzayirach Eichel Nefesh, will agree that regarding Shechita, we don't say Mitoich. Why would that be true? What would be unique about carrying? Yet, B'hokam if you gig, they're arguing Dilma Be'eruv Voitzah L'Shabbos. We all know that there's an issa to carry from one rishus to another, and we all know, and there's halachas of eruv, if the certain places that without an eruv it's also to carry from one domain to another, and then there's a concept of all the halachas of carrying that we've learned, which are considered eruv and hitzah. Maybe they only apply to Shabbos, and maybe they don't apply to Yom Tov. Maybe there is no issa of carrying on Yom Tov. In which case, I don't need to resort to mitoich, because even Eichel Nefesh itself, I don't need a heta of Eichel Nefesh, because they simply did not say that there was an issa to carry on Yom Tov. Maybe that's what they're arguing about, that Marasov Abis Shammai holds Eruv Hoitzah L'Shabbos ve'eruv Hoitzah L'Yom Tov. Beis Shammai say there is a concept of the issa of carrying on Yom Tov, not only on Shabbos, and therefore Beis Shammai said that anything that is not L'Tzayrach Eichel Nefesh, you're not allowed to carry. Umar Sova, Beis Hillel says, Eruv Hoitzah L'Shabbos ve'en Eruv Hoitzah L'Yom Tov. Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that you don't say Mitoich, but they say there's no issa to carry on Yom Tov. Kedichsev, why would we say such a thing? It says in the pasuk, "V'loisoytziu" is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. "V'loisoytziu masom ibateichem b'yoyim haShabbos v'chol melocha loisasu v'kidashtem es yoyim haShabbos kashetzivisi es avizeichem." So even though the issa to carry is learnt out from "Vayaviru koel b'machane," and we saw that in Shabbos Tav Tzadik Vav, but in Yirmiyah it's specified that the issa that it says in the Torah about carrying is only regarding Shabbos and not regarding Yom Tov. So it's only regarding Yom Tov that Beis Hillel says there's no issa to carry at all. So it doesn't matter, letzayirach, shalei letzayirach, and therefore Beis Hillel matirin. But regarding shechita or any other melachas, which are proper melachas, that if it's shalei letzayirach eichel nefesh, is going to be chayev, and therefore asks Rabba against Reb Yitzchok Bar Avdimi, why are you so sure that the sheichet oilas nadova b'yom tov loika is only Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel? Maskiv lo Rav Yosef. Now Rav Yosef now is coming to refute Rabba's question. Elo me'ato, according to what you're saying, according to what you, Rav Yosef is asking Rabba, that you, Rabba, that are suggesting that the machlekas in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is a general question, is then issa to carry at all or not? Well, there's another very interesting halacha, and that is that the only reason, and this is something which was apparent in Maseches Shabbos, the reason that the Chachomim, they instated a concept called an Issa Mukta, is don't touch it. Why? Because if you touch it, you might end up carrying it. And then obviously things which are, so to speak, not Mukta, the question is, why are they not Mukta? They should also be an issue of maybe you'll carry them. Food items are not Mukta. Maybe they should be Mukta because you might carry them. So that's discussed in Rashi and other Rishonim. Why? But either way, it seems to be clear that wherever there's no Issa Hitzah, there's going to be no Issa Mukta. So if so, Rav Yosef is asking Rabbah that if it's true that there's, according to Bais Hillel, there is no Issa of carrying on Yom Tov, if so, there should be no Issa of Mukta on Yom Tov. And if there's no Issa of Mukta, and Beis Shammai say that there is an Issa of Mukta, then why don't they just argue about, is there Mukta, is there no Mukta on Yom Tov? Elomeata, according to what you, Rabbah, suggested, lifligu be'avonim, let them discuss whether you're allowed to move stones, useless stones, on Yom Tov. According to Beis Shammai, there is an Issa of Yitzah, so there'll be an Issa of Mukta. You're not allowed to touch them, not allowed to move them. According to Beis Hillel, there's no Issa of Mukta, of Hoitzah, there'll be no Issa of Mukta. Elo midaloi miflegi ba'avonim, since it's clear in the Mishnah that, the Mishnah doesn't say that the point of their argument is, are you allowed to move stones or not? Shema mino, it must be that, if that's not the machlekas, it must be everybody agrees that there is an Issa of Hoitzah. If everybody agrees there is an Issa of Hoitzah on Yom Tov, so what are they arguing about? They must be arguing about whether there's a concept of mitoich. Do you say mitoich shehutra letzayrach oichel nefesh, hutra nami shelei letzayrach oichel nefesh? So it must be that by itzah shelei letzayrach pligi, the whole machlekes is whether itzah shelei letzayrach oichel nefesh is mutter. And that's exactly what Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi said. And in the same way as they'll argue whether mitoich shehutra letzayrach, hutra shelei letzayrach, by Hoitzah, they'll also be arguing by Shechita. And then Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Avdimi is justifying what he said, that Hashechet Oilus Nedova B'Yamtav is Leika, will be a co-following Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara of Afra, B'Yechanan Savar, B'Yechanan also holds, B'Mitoich Shehutra Hoitzah L'Tzayrach Hutra Nami Shalei L'Tzayrach, Pligi, that the Machleikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah is, whether do we say that since we overrode the Issa of Hoitzah, L'tzayrach oichel nefesh, whether we also override it, sheloi l'tzayrach oichel nefesh. The Toni Tana Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, there was again this chacham that was reading the brises before Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Hamavashil gid hanosher is something you're not allowed to eat. It's a pasuk in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat the gid hanosher. If somebody cooks gid hanosher, becholov, with milk, gid hanosher is part of the animal, it's meaty. You eat it together with you cook it together with milk, b'yomtiv on yomtiv, v'ochloi, and you ate it, loike chomesh, you get 5 times malchus, you've done 5 averas. You've done 1 avera, loike mishum vashil, gid. There's 1 avera that you cooked a gid anoshe on yomtiv. When are you allowed to cook on yomtiv? Only l'tzerich eichel nefesh. But this is not l'tzerich eichel nefesh because you're not allowed to eat the gid anoshe. So you get malchus for cooking on yomtiv, v'loike mishum eichel gid. You're also going to get malchus because you ate gid hanosher. That, in its own right, is an issa. V'loike mishum vashel basa b'cholov. You're going to get malchus because you cooked basa b'cholov. And we know that basa b'cholov is, that it says 3 times in the Torah, lo yisavashel kadi b'chalev imoy, and one of them is to tell us that one is not only not allowed to eat basa b'cholov, milk and meat together, one's not even allowed to cook it together. And this would be even in the weekday. Somebody who cooks basa b'cholov is done navera, is chayv malchus. V'loike mishum oichel basa b'cholov, and since he ate it, he's eating basa b'cholov. That's another malchus, another lav. V'loike, and he's also getting malchus mishum havara, for switching on the fire, nothing to do with the cooking, just kindling a flame on Yom Tov for something which is not l'tzerich oichel nefesh, that's also an issa. So that is what the braisa was read to Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said to the person that was reading the braisa, number 1, puk toni leboro. Go outside, this braisa you can read outside. Don't read it in the Beis HaMedrash. This braisa doesn't come from in the Beis HaMedrash. We don't know such a braisa. Havara ubishol eine mishnah. This that you said, that to the kindling of fire on Yom Tov in order to cook the Gidanosha B'cholov, you get Malkus. And the fact that you said that cooking on Yom Tov, when it's not L'tzeirich Eichel Nefesh, is your Chayev, we don't know of such a thing. And if you're going to suggest that it is a Mishnah, it is an authentic Braisa, you should know that Beishamai, it only follows Beishamai. It's only Beishamai now, Mishnah on Amud Aleph, that says that Mitoich Shehutra L'Tzeirich, Hutra Nami Shalei L'Tzeirich, or it's only Beishamai who don't say that Mitoich, that according to them, then if it's not Eichel Nefesh, you'll be Chayev, it's a Malacha. Because Hachanami, for the same token, Loyom Rinon, they don't say, Miteich Shehutra Havara, L'Tzeirich, Hutranami Shalei L'Tzeirich, that in the same way as one's allowed to light a fire, L'Tzeirich Eichel Nefesh, one's allowed to light a fire, Shalei L'Tzeirich. Di Beis Hillel, because according to Beis Hillel, Kivim De Omri, Miteich Shehutra Haitzah, L'Tzeirich, Hutranami Shalei L'Tzeirich, in the same way as in our Mishnah they said, that since one's mutter to carry from one domain to another, L'Tzeirich Eichel Nefesh, there was also mutter, they'll say the same here. In the same way as you're allowed to light a fire, and the same will be with cooking. Since you're allowed to cook, you're also allowed to cook. So how can you say that Bishul and Havara, your chayav, you're getting Malkus? We don't know of such a braisa, but if it is a braisa, it can only be Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel. And from this comment of Rabbi Eichanon, it's clear that Rabbi Eichanon understood that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah are arguing whether we say Miteich Shehutra L'Tzeirich, Hutra Shalei L'Tzeirich, or not. Continues the next Mishnah. Another Machleikus Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding Yom Tov. Beis Shammai Oimrim, Ein Meilichin Chala U'matonois L'koyhein B'yom Tov. And before we continue the Mishnah, just a short introduction. We know that when a person makes a dough, then the dough is a type of a tevel. You're not allowed to eat from this dough. You have to separate something which is similar to truma. It's called chala. And this piece of dough or piece of bread or whatever you've baked, this is chala and has to be given to the koyhein. That's called chala. There's something else. And that is on some animals, when they get shechted, there's nothing to do with karbonus. A regular animal that gets shechted, one has to give the zeroya, which is the foreleg, the lechoyayim, the jaw, and the keva is part of the stomach. The more you have to give that to the kohen, it's from the matnois kuhuna. Now we know, and we're going to learn about this later on, that one's not allowed to be mafresh, trumas and maisras on Yom Tov. Midrabbonon, minatayri, you're allowed to, midrabbonon, you're not allowed to, because it's similar to fixing something. If you have produce and grains, which you didn't take trumas and maestras, and you should have taken trumas and maestras before Yom Tov. And now on Yom Tov, because when did they become chayiv in trumas and maestras? In the case of the grains, once you've thrashed them and you've made a pile, and you've smoothed the pile, now it's chayiv trumas and maestras. That's happened before Yom Tov. You can't do it on Yom Tov. So you should have taken Trumas and Maestras before Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, if we're going to allow you to take Trumas and Maestras, it looks as if you're fixing up the grains on Yom Tov. The Chachomim said, don't do that. That's regarding regular Trumas and Maestras. However, Chala and Matonois, which is the Zeroya L'Choyayim in the Keva, that's a bit different. Because we know that you're allowed to bake Chala on Yom Tov. If you're allowed to bake Chala on Yom Tov, means that the Chiyuv of Chala only presented itself now on Yom Tov. If I can't take Chala like I can't take other Trumas and Maestras, then I can't do anything with this Chala. What am I going to go? I got with it. If I can't take it, it's like Tevil. So if you allow me to take Chala, if you allow me to make the dough on Yom Tov, it would make sense that you can also be Mafrish Chala. And the same with the Matonis of Zeroya L'Choyayim in the Keva. If you let me shecht the animal on Yom Tov, and we do shecht the animals on Yom Tov, then you must allow me also to separate to the Zeroya L'Choyayim in the Keva. So that's going to be the discussion here. It's clear that to separate the Truma, the Chala, you're allowed to. It's clear that to separate the Zeroya L'Choyayim in the Keva, you're allowed to. The question is, are you allowed to give it to the Kohen? Are you allowed to go and deliver it to the Kohen on Yom Tov or not? That's the big question here. So Beis Shammai Oimrim, Ein Meilichin Chala umatonos lekohen biyomtov. Beis Shammai say you're not allowed to take the challah or the matonos as ra'ah lochayim the keva to the kohen. You can separate it, but do not take it to the kohen on yomtov. Bein shahurmu me'emesh, irrespective of whether the dough was baked and the challah separated from before yomtov, or if it was on yomtov. Bein shahurmu mehayoyim, or if it was today, if the challah or the matonis were separated today, irrespective of when it was separated, you cannot take the challah and the matnis kuna to the kohen. Or besilal matirin, besilal say you can take the challah and the matnis kuna to the kohen. Omulem b'shamay. B'shamay said, I'll give you a type of a proof. It's like an interesting type of proof. He calls it a gzera shava, but it's not a real gzera shava because the issues here are all in drabonons. Gzera shava is in minatera. But it's just a similarity. A gzera shava means that we're going to learn from a type of similarity. B'shamay is going to substantiate his stand that ein meilichin, you do not take the challah or the matnes kuna to the kohen on Yom Tov. Why? Because challah umatonos is matana l'kohen. We know that challah and the matnos kuna, the zera'ah l'chayayim and the keva, are part of the matnos kuna, the gifts given by Hashem to the kohen. Utruma and regular truma, whenever you take truma, matana l'kohen, it's also a gift to the kohen. So we say that there's some similarity, says Beis Shammai. Kashem she'ein me'lichin es hatruma, in the same way that You're not allowed to take, or the same way as you don't take truma to the kohen on Yom Tov, and there it makes sense you don't take truma because truma you can only ever, you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yom Tov. So the only time you're mafresh the truma is from before Yom Tov, and therefore on Yom Tov you're not allowed to take the truma to the kohen. Kach ein melichin es hamatonis. So too says Beis Shammai that in the same way as truma, which is a gift to the kohen, cannot be given to him on Yom Tov, so too the other matonis, including challah and the zera'ah l'chayayim and the keva, you cannot take to the kohen on Yom Tov. Omar Rabbi Hillel. Beis Hillel obviously answered back to Beis Shammai and said, "Loi, it's a very bad comparison to compare the challah and the matonis to the truma. Imamaratim betruma, just because truma, she'ein zakai baramosa, you were not allowed to, you had no permission to separate the truma on Yom Tov. So we can understand that if you can't separate the truma on Yom Tov, you can't take it to the kohen either. Toimur, is that going to be proof to the b'matonis, to challah and the matnis kuna, she'zakai baramosa, which you're allowed to, you have permission to separate them on Yom Tov. So why wouldn't you be allowed to take them to the kohen? And indeed, Beis Hillel say, Meilichin, you are allowed to take them to the kohen. So that's this Mishnah. So just to sum it up, then Beis Shammai said that irrespective of whether hurmu, whether it was separated on Erev Yom Tov or separated on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take it to the kohen. Beis Hillel say, you are allowed to take it to the kohen. And the Mishnah is a little bit ambiguous because separating, to say separating from Erev Yom Tov, it must be that the dough was made or the animal was shechted before Yom Tov. Otherwise, you can't separate it before Yom Tov. But when it says, Bein Shahurmu Me'emesh, Bein Shahurmu Me'hayoyim, when it says Bein Shahurmu Me'hayoyim, if it was separated today, does that mean it was separated today from an animal that was shechted on Erev Yom Tov? Or does it mean even if the animal was shechted today, then hurmu, you separated the matonis today, that that's also according to Beis Shammai, ein meilichin and Beis Hillel say meilichin. That's something which is not so clear in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is actually going to discuss that now. Kasolko daitoch, our first understanding and our initial stand was that when it says shahurmu mehayoyim, when it speaks about that it was separated today, it's not referring just to if it was shechted yesterday and separated today, that over there Beis Shammai say ein meilichin and Beis Hillel say meilichin. But no, even if it was shechted today on Yom Tov and separated today on Yom Tov, even there Beis Shammai say ein meilichin. When it says in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai says it's awesome, Beis Hillel says it's muta, it's talking about also a case where it was shechted on Yom Tov. Obviously, if it was separated yesterday on Erev Yom Tov, it must be talking about that it was also shechted on Erev Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Mani Masnisin. We now have a challenge because we're about to learn in a Braisa three Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, and Acherim, which is one of a name for Rabbi Meir. Why Rabbi Meir is called Acherim is discussed in Haris Daf Yud Gimel and Tosfos and Sota Daf Yud Beis, but Rabbi Meir was called Acherim. So we're going to have a three-way machlokes now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, and Acherim, regarding this machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai say Ein Meilichin, Beis Hillel say Meilichin. There's going to be three different opinions as to in what case they are arguing. And the Gemara is saying, Mani Masnisin, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? According to the initial understanding that the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not only something that was shechted before Yom Tov, that we say that Beis Shammai say Ein Meilichin, but even if the animal was shechted on Yom Tov and you separated the matonis on Yom Tov, Beis Shammai say Ein Meilichin. Which Tana is that? Loi Rabbi Yosi is not Rabbi Yosi, Loi Rabbi Yehuda Elo Acherim. It seems to be only the opinion of Acherim, of Rabbi Meir. The Tani we learnt in a Braisa. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, the first opinion is Rabbi Yehuda. Loi Nechluku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Al Matonis Shehurmu Hurmu Me'erev Yom Tov Shemilichin Im Matonis Shehurmu Me'ayoyim V'Shenishchutu Me'ayoyim. So they, for starters, Rabbi Yehuda holds that anything that was shechted on Yom Tov and the matonis were separated, the zerei lochayim and the keva, all the challah from the dough were separated on Yom Tov, even Beis Shammai say moilichin. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes is only when it was shechted on erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov. Over there, do we say moilichin? Do we say in moilichin? Beis Hillel say moilichin, even though it was separated, even though it was shechted before Yom Tov. Then, in the same way as you're allowed to deliver the matnis kahuna to the kohen on Yom Tov, if it was shechted on Yom Tov, so too if it was shechted on erev Yom Tov, you can deliver the matonis to the kohen. Beis Shammai say you cannot deliver it to the kohen. However, over here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Shammai adds a little twist, which is something the Mishnah doesn't discuss, and that is that when Beis Shammai say ein meilichin, if, however, you're taking some matnis kahuna which you are allowed to take, for example, an animal that was shechted on Yom Tov, if you're in any case going to the Kohen with Matnis Kuna, you can take with you those matonis from the animal that was shechted before Yom Tov, which is something which our Mishnah doesn't address at all. But we're going to see more on that soon. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Le'nechluku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel ala matonis shehurmu me'erev Yom Tov. They all agree, Shemilichin ima matonis shehurmu me'ayoyim, v'shenishchetu me'ayoyim. Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that if you have matonis from an animal that was shechted before Yom Tov, you're allowed to deliver them together with matonis that, of an animal that was shechted on Yom Tov. Lo'inechluku elo lo'ilichon bifnei atzmon. If you haven't got any other matonis to take to the Kohen, are you allowed to take the matonis of an animal that was shechted before Yom Tov? Are you allowed to take those matonis to the Kohen on Yom Tov on their own? That's the machlokes. Beis Shammai imrim ein meilichin, Beis Hillel imrim meilichin. That's the machlokes. So as a start, we saw before that according to the Kusol Kedaitoch, the first initial approach to our Mishnah, that they say that according to Beis Shammai, ein meilichin, even the matonis of an animal that was shechted on Yom Tov. That's clearly not what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Rabbi Yehuda says if the matonis were shechted on Yom Tov, of course everybody says you can take the matonis to the Kohen. Beis Shammai even says that if you're taking those matonis to the Kohen, you can even take matonis with you of an animal that was shechted before Yom Tov. So we see straight away our Mishnah doesn't seem to be following Rabbi Yehuda. We're soon going to see more about that. But that's what it seems from now. V'kachoyu Beis Shammai donim. Beis Shammai now is bringing proof, as we saw, similar to what we saw in the Mishnah, we're bringing proof from Truma to Beis Shammai's stand. Donin chala umatonois, which are both matona lekohen, utruma, and truma is also matona lekohen. So we compare the two. Kashem she'ein melichin es atruma. In the same way as we know that you're not allowed to separate truma on Yom Tov and you're not allowed to take the truma to a kohen on Yom Tov, kach in melichin es amatonis. So too, at least when they're on their own, you're not allowed to take these matonis that could have and should have been separated on Erev Yom Tov to the Kohen on Yom Tov. Omulam Basila, as we saw in our Mishnah. Basila responded to that and said, Loyim Omaratim Betruma, Sheini Zakai Baramosa, Toimur Bimatonin, She Zakai Baramosa. How can you prove the delivery of Matnis Kuhuna, which you're allowed to separate on Yom Tov, from Truma, which you're not allowed to separate on Yom Tov? So don't bring me proof from Truma. But that was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Machlekas is only regarding an animal that was shechted before Yom Tov, and the Machlekas is, are you allowed to take those matonis on their own to the Kohen on Yom Tov? Omer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi has got a very interesting and different approach to the Machlekas with Shammai and Basilo. Rabbi Yossi actually says they're not arguing at all, not regarding Chala and not regarding the Zorea Lochayim and the Keva. He says all of those, it doesn't matter if the animal was shechted or the dough was made on before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov, it doesn't make any difference. Since you're allowed to be mafresh, you're allowed to separate these matonis on Yom Tov, you can deliver them on Yom Tov, even according to Beis Shammai. What's the machlekas? The machlekas is actually only regarding truma, where everybody says you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yom Tov. Le'nechluku Beis Shammai b'shilul ala matonis. The challah and the matonis, everybody agrees Shammai lichin. Le'nechluku, they're only arguing where? Elo ala truma, regarding truma. Beshamay say you're not allowed to take truma to the kohen. You're not allowed to separate truma on Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to take them to the kohen. Or Beshilil say you are allowed to take the truma, even though you're not allowed to separate the truma on Yom Tov. You're allowed to deliver it to the kohen on Yom Tov. And according to Rabbi Yosi, it's Beshilil who are going to bring proof now from the similarity between truma and the other matonis. But kachon you Beshilil donim. They would make the following type of gzeiro shova. Chala u'matonois, matona l'kayin. U'truma, matona l'kayin. There's a common denominator between truma on one side and chala and matonois, which is roya l'chayim in the kever, is that they're both gifts to the kayin. K'shem shemaylichin is ha-matonois, in the same way, says Basilo, that you're allowed to take the chala and the zroya l'chayim in the kever to the kayin on Yom Tov, kach meylichin is ha-truma. So too, you're allowed to deliver truma to the kayin on Yom Tov. Omulem Bishamai, contributing is Bishamai refuting Bishinel's proof and saying, how can you prove a truma from the matonois? They're very different. Loi imomaratim b'matonois shezakai baramoson, the chala and the zorea lochayim and the keva, you were allowed to separate them on Yom Tov. So I can understand, you can also deliver them on Yom Tov. Toimru b'truma she'en zakai baramoson, are you going to prove to me to truma that you're also allowed to deliver them? Maybe not, because truma, you're not allowed to separate truma on Yom Tov. So that was the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. So that's clearly, our Mishnah is not going to work with that. Our Mishnah clearly says there's a machlekas whether melichin chala or matonis. So our Mishnah is definitely not like Rabbi Yossi. And it seems it's even not like Rabbi Yehuda. Achirim oimrim. Achirim are saying a third explanation. What's the machlekas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? And the Achirim are very conveniently going to keep it very unclear, and that way it will allow us to say that what they mean is what it says in our Mishnah. Lo'inechluku b'shamay b'silil ala truma. Achirim, in contrast to Rabbi Yossi, they say regarding truma, everybody agrees b'shamay and b'silil sha'in meilichin. Even b'silil says you're not allowed to deliver truma on Yom Tov. Lo'inechluku, they're only arguing where? Elo ala matonis. Only regarding the matonis, the zorea, l'chuyayim, the keva, and chala. Shebishamay umrim ain melichin. Bishamay say you don't deliver them to the kohen. Or Basilil umrim melichin. Basilil say you're allowed to be melichin. And now, what is Achirim talking about? Are they talking about only if it was nishchat from and prepared on Erev Yom Tov, or even if it was on Yom Tov? So they didn't say anything different. So we assume that, since they didn't say that only if it was nishchat mi'esmoel, but if it was nishchat today on Yom Tov, that even Bishamai says you are allowed to deliver the matonis, since they didn't make that differentiation, it seems that Achirim say they're arguing irrespective of when the animal was shechted. If it was shechted before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov, either way, Beis Hillel say that Moilichin and Bishamai say ain Moilichin. So if so, this Achirim is identical to the way we initially understood our Mishnah. That when the Mishnah says Bishama Imrim Ein Meilichin, Bein Shehurmu Me'emesh, Bein Shehurmu Me'ayim, means irrespective of when it was shechted, you're not allowed to be Meilichin. And Bishilil say you are allowed to be Meilichin irrespective of when it was shechted. So it seems that the Mishnah can only be following Achirim Lema Achirim Hi V'Loi Rabbi Yehuda. It seems that our Mishnah is only Achirim and not Rabbi Yehuda. It's clearly not Rabbi Yossi. That wasn't the discussion. Between Rabbi Yehuda and Achirim, the Mishnah, the way we initially understood the Mishnah, it seems to be following the way we initially understood Achirim. Omar Rava. Rava said no. You made a mistake in the way you learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah was only talking about when you separated the matonis or the chala. The Mishnah didn't tell us when you shechted the animal or when you bake, when you kneaded the dough. So from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say that it was nishchatu mehayoim, that it was shechted on Yom Tov, so what do we learn from there? That the whole machleikus is only when it wasn't shechted on Yom Tov. If it was shechted before Yom Tov, only there's a machleikus. But if it was shechted on Yom Tov, there's no machleikus. And even Bishamai will agree, moilichin. And if so, it's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Omar Rav, mi katoni shehurmu me'ayim u'shenishchetu me'ayim? No. Shehurmu katoni only speaks about that it was hurmu, was it separated today, or was it separated yesterday? Ula oilom, and the whole Mishnah is only talking about shchitos on me'emesh. If you shechted the animal the day before, theoretically you could have separated and delivered the zareh l'chayayim in the keva before Yom Tov, there Bishamai say, don't be meilichin on Yom Tov. But when the animal was shechted on Yom Tov, even Bishamai agree that meilichin. And then it's Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, if you're right that you're being medayik from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah doesn't tell us shenishchatu hayoyim, and the fact the Mishnah doesn't tell us that, it seems clear that it wasn't nishchat hayoyim, and it's all talking about nishchat the day before, and then Bishamai just said, bein shehurmu me'emesh, bein shehurmu hayoyim, that doesn't matter when you separated them, whether you separated the matonis on Erev Yom Tov, or you separated them on Yom Tov, but the shechita was on Erev Yom Tov. And therefore, it's clear that if you shechted it on Yom Tov, everybody says, Moilichin, if so, Leimer Rabbi Yehuda, Yivaloi Achirim. So have you got proof that our Mishnah is only Rabbi Yehuda and not Achirim? Because Achirim just said that, Beshamai Se'in Moilichin, Beshidol Se'in Moilichin. And they didn't tell us whether we're talking about that it was shechted the day before or it was shechted on Yom Tov. And we assume that even when it was shechted on Yom Tov, according to Beshamai, Ein Moilichin. So our Mishnah, according to the way we've just learnt it now, is clearly not Achirim. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu teima Achirim. Achirim themselves didn't make themselves clear. It could be Achirim themselves who said that Bishama Imrim Ein Meilichin, Bishilu Sein Meilichin is only talking about if it was shechted on Erev Yom Tov. But if it was shechted on Yom Tov, even Bishama agrees Meilichin. Afilu teima Achirim. Because it could be Ubahanoch de Nishchetu Me'emesh. It could be that Achirim was also only talking about when it was shechted the day before, and not when it was shechted on that day. But now the Gemara is pointing out, Ihochi, if so, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. Then, if so, Rabbi Yehuda and Achirim are saying exactly the same thing. That Rabbi Yehuda said that, Lo inechluku b'shamay b'silil ha-matonis shehurmu me'erev Yom Tov. He says clearly, the machlekes is that if it was shechted on Erev Yom Tov, then they both agree that you're allowed to deliver the matonis. Even Bishamai say you can deliver those matonis on Yom Tov with matonis that you're allowed to separate and deliver on Yom Tov, namely those that were from the animals that were shechted on Yom Tov. But on their own, Bishamai say no, Bishilel say yes. And that's exactly what Achirim said. Bishamai say ein meilichin, Bishilel say meilichin. What's the machlokes between the two? Says the Gemara, that little twist that we saw in Rabbi Yehuda, that Bishamai, even though they say that you're not allowed to deliver matonis on Yom Tov from an animal that was shechted before Yom Tov, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bishamai adds on a little detail and says that if you have matonis from an animal that was shechted on Yom Tov, you can deliver both matonis together. That's tefela. That means when you make the matonis of the animal shechted before Yom Tov, tofel, annexed to the matonis of the from the animal shechted on Yom Tov, you are allowed to deliver it. That's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Achirim, Achirim didn't say such a thing. According to Achirim, it says Bishama Imrim Ein Meilichin. The animal, the matonis from the animal shechted before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to deliver on Yom Tov, even if you want to deliver with it the matonis from an animal that was shechted on Yom Tov. And that will be the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Achirim, and our Mishnah that doesn't discuss Bichlal making the matonis tofel or not tofel. Our Mishnah could be either Rabbi Yehuda or Achirim, because both Rabbi Yehuda and Achirim could hold that the whole machlokes b'shamer and b'shilel is only regarding the matonis of the animal shechted before Yom Tov, but the, from the matonis of the animal shechted on Yom Tov, even b'shamer agree moilichin, and that follows either Rabbi Yehuda or Acherim. If you're going to ask, can I, according to Beis Shammai, can I deliver those matonis with matonis of an animal shechted on Yom Tov? That will be a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Acherim. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yehuda Mashmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi that says, b'chlal, that when it comes to the matonis, the Zoraya l'chayayim, the keva, and the chala, also Beis Shammai, also Beis Hillel, you can always deliver them, irrespective of whether the animal was shechted before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov. According to Rabbi Yosi, the whole machlekes is, are you allowed to deliver truma on Yom Tov? Beis Shammai say no, Beis Hillel say yes. Rav Tovi Breder of Nechemya, Havilei, he had a garba, a jug, the chamra of wine, the truma, of truma. Also the kamei de Rav Yosef, he came to Rav Yosef, and Omalo, he said to him, Mahu le'amtuye le'koyen ho'idna. It's Yom Tov today. Can I deliver this jug of truma to a kohen on Yom Tov? Omar Le. So Rav Yosef told this Rav Tovi Bereder of Nechemya, Hocha Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmul. Rav Yehuda Mashmul said, Halocha ka Rav Yosi. And according to Rav Yosi, there's a machlekes b'shamay and b'shilel if you can deliver truma on Yom Tov. B'shilel say you can. And since that's the halocha, you can deliver this jug of truma to the kohen. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.